The protesters are expected to hand over a petition to Mahofa, who will then forward it to Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for more than 36 years. Independent economists say the country's unemployment rate is believed to be between 85 and 90%. On the other hand, the government insists that the unemployment rate is pegged at almost 11%. The International Monetary Fund has already indicated that Zimbabwe's economy is in the doldrums. Prophet Afmane Clement Zenda of the Christian Voice International Zimbabwe told Studio 7 that church leaders and their congregants who came for 16 days at Burombo Provincial State Offices and pray hard to the Almighty for the removal of Mr. Mugabe from power.
So we as a church, we believe that we are the mouthpiece of the oppressed, and we are the mouthpiece of the people who don't have a voice. So here we are actually lifting up our voices first to God, so that God may heal our land, and to the authorities, so that they may be sensitive to the plight of the people, because we are quite burdened by this state of affairs that the leadership are considering their political terms at the expense of the livelihood or the lives of the people. We have got heart-rending situations whereby children are going to school on empty stomachs because the El Nino induced drought is taking its toll, especially in this region of Masvingo. So, and we have as well a situation whereby our economic situation has gone to the dogs. I'll mention specifically the recent scandal of ZESA, whereby somebody was accorded a 5 million deal without following proper tender procedures. So that is public funds. As if it's not enough, we were still mourning the 15 billion which was taken away by our erstwhile friends. Our leadership said we are now pulling from the west and we are looking up to the east. And now the east is as well, disappointed us. Now we don't know where we are going to look at, and we are saying let's look up to heaven, and they also will not acknowledge that. That's why we are saying we have to look up to heaven in terms of a prayer vigil for 16 days in Masvingo until God hears us and hears the prayers of the children of Zimbabwe, and we are taking this aggressively this time. Not in the usual conventional way whereby we will say no, pray at your house. We need to pray like citizens. We need to pray like Zimbabweans in one place until God hears our prayers.
The Christians are expected to be joined by several civic society organizations. Community Tolerance and Reconciliation Development Programs Officer Zvana Mzorozi said they will also seek divine intervention while camping outside the provincial government offices.
Yeah, the government has, since the 2013 election, failed to deliver on its election promises. And with the country sliding back to 2008 political and economic chaos, it's high time the citizens rise up and demand the authorities like Shoaib Mahofa and her partner in crime, Robert Mugabe, to step down. We are going to conduct prayers at Benjamin Burombo building. Our issues as churches and civic societies are clear. They range from unemployment, closure of industries, corruption, cash crisis, incessant police roadblocks, and spot fines.
Director Anuzwam Guti of the Masvingo United Residents and Ratepayers Alliance said residents are concerned about the continued violation of their socio-economic rights as a result of some challenges emanating from Zimbabwe's economic meltdown.
We are in the prayers to express ourselves to God and the authorities that the socio-economic rights of residents are under threat from the economic collapse. Issues like access to clean water, clean and potable water, education and health facilities for citizens are under serious threat. Therefore, we say the authorities should step down.
2 weeks ago, the same organizations were blocked by the police when they wanted to stage a peaceful protest on similar issues in the city. Mahofa was not reachable for a comment as she was said to be busy attending to some agent state business. Reporting for Studio 7 from Masvingo, I am Gandhi Maramba.